हरे कृष्णा। इंटीग्रेट रिकलेक्शन एंड पार्टिसिपेशन बाय अप्रिशिएटिंग कृष्णाज इमिनेंस। द भगवद गीता इन 8.7 टेल्स अस तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु माम अनुस्मर युद्ध च मयि अर्पित मनो बुद्धिर्मामेवैष्यस्य संशयः। तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु therefore at all times mam anusmara yudhya cha, remember me and fight. Mai arpita mano buddhir, with your intelligence and your mind offered to me, dedicated to me, mam evaishyasya asamshayah, you will come to me without fail. So now here Krishna is telling Arjuna that he should internally do recollection and externally do action. So Krishna wants him to participate in this world also and to recollect him also. Now some of us may feel, how is this practical? Now is it that we are to become some kind of split personality where we are, say, working on our computer in office and at the same time a part of us is working on the computer and a part of us is thinking about Krishna? Are we to have, is Krishna consciousness meant to be split consciousness? No, that's not the point. Actually, if we see, the essential point is that when we have to remember Krishna, that means that we are to see Krishna in this world and see our action in this world as meant for Krishna's purpose. So in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, after Krishna speaks the Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita from 10.8 to 11, then Arjuna asks the question in 10.17, Keshu Keshu Cha Bhaveshu Chintyosi Bhagavan Maya Katham Vidya Maham Yogim Stvam Sadha Parichintayan. He says, oh dear Lord, how can I think of you in this world? How can I always remember you? What manifestations in this world can I perceive you? And Krishna responds by giving some 50 plus examples of his immanence. And all these examples are of primarily striking things, things which catch attention. And then Krishna concludes in 10.41 by stating, Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shri madurjitam eva va tattadeva avagachatvam mamatejom shasambhava. That everything optical and beautiful and glorious in this world springs from a spark of Krishna's splendor. This means that Krishna is attractive, supremely attractive. And everything's attractiveness comes from Krishna's attractiveness. So when we understand this, that means even in this world when we are functioning, whatever catches our attention, if we think that this is a manifestation of Krishna and whatever attractiveness this has, actually the ultimate attractiveness is in Krishna, then we won't, while working in this world, we won't get attracted to wealth or power or glamour. Rather, we'll focus on the source of all attractiveness, Krishna. And then when we understand that Krishna pervades this world, that means Krishna can be served even by acting in this world. When we appreciate Krishna's immanence, then we can see that participation in this world is actually not necessarily taking us away from Krishna. It is actually connecting us with Krishna, because Krishna is approachable in this world also through action in this world, through contact with his manifestations in this world. Of course, to be able to see Krishna in this world, we need to train our consciousness through scriptural study and through purificatory practices such as mantra meditation, by which we can, in which we are directly connecting with Krishna. And thus when our consciousness becomes spiritually, devotionally sensitized, then we will be able to perceive Krishna in this world also. And thus we will be able to move onwards towards Krishna, and we will realize that Krishna consciousness is not split consciousness, but it is actually a deep consciousness where we see not just material things, but we see the material and see underlying the material is the supreme spiritual reality, Krishna. And thus we can, appreciating Krishna's immanence, integrate both recollection within and participation without. Thank you. Hare Krishna.